Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you this time, Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book from the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. Our little thought comes from verse 18, Proverbs 29:18. I want to ask you a question this week. How's your eyesight? How is your eyesight? Have you ever seen a picture of me? And many of you have not. If you go to our website, I'm not promising this. You have to click on a number of different areas, but I think there is a picture. If you've ever seen a picture of me, I have an aid to vision. You said, what are you talking about? I have on, at this particular time, a pair of glasses. I usually have to wear these most of the time. But as far as eyesight is concerned, I believe your eyesight is very, very important. In fact, let's see what the writer here of the book of Proverbs said. Verse 18, Proverbs 29. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, I'm going to sort of use this in a different way. You've probably, if you're a Christian, you've heard this preached upon. You've heard it preached in the sense of a vision. It has to do with that I can envision or trust God for, something that we're asking the Lord to do. Maybe my vision for, we work in the different areas, parts of the world. My vision for Southeast Asia, of course, that first of all, many come to know Christ, but that God would call many a young pastor, and that God would give us an opportunity to be able to take and not only just preach, but also teach the Word of God to many of these young pastors, and to see these young pastors begin to have Bible-believing churches all over Southeast Asia. I'd like to think that that's part of my vision. But here in the context, where there is no vision, the peaceful people perish. I'm going to look at it this week like your eyes. Good vision is so important. In fact, your eyesight is a very vital part of the body's function. It brings light into the body, you know. I'll be honest with you, I cannot imagine what it would be like to be blind. I'm probably speaking to someone whose vision is poor. Or some, as far as your eyes is concerned, they do not work at all. I cannot relate to that. In the Bible, I find many things said about the eyes. In fact, I found out practically the eyes can speak. I remember one time, numerous times, I've had this happen to me when I was young. As far as with young ladies, if you remember a long time ago, and of course my wife can still do this now, she can twinkle her eyes a certain way. And as those eyes twinkle, you know, see those eyelids, you know, and the eyebrows move, you know, as far as the eyes is concerned, I've seen my wife speak to me with her eyes, as far as that twinkle is concerned. Hence, sometimes those eyes can be searching eyes. Those eyes can be, you know, eyes of love. You know, as far as our eyes are concerned, sometimes we could see one another and there'd be tears in our eyes, which would show tears of joy or tears of sorrow and sadness. But, you know, eyes are of spiritual significance. What are you saying, preacher? The devil can use them. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So it's important that you see right. How is your, my question now, how is your eyesight? I'll ask that numerous times this week. How is your eyesight? The eyes are of spiritual significance. They're actually part of the fall. The devil can use them. The eye sometimes can be a source of sin. Remember Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4, 5, and 6. It says, when she saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. When she saw that it was pleasant to the eyes. Remember the situation with David there? 2 Samuel chapter 11 says, from his roof, he saw a woman. And you know what took place there? Joshua chapter 7, we think of the man by the name of Achan. And about verse 20-21, he said, when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, shekels of silver, a wedge of gold, you know what I'm talking about. But he said, when I saw this, then he took and he coveted, you know. As far as the eyes is concerned, I have to be very careful what I see and what I focus my eyes upon. Where no vision is, the people perish. It is demanded of me, now as the child of God, that I see well. Many times, what God provides for us is an aid to vision, does he not? And of course, that is the Word of God. How's your eyesight? Until tomorrow, Fisher Mund saying goodbye.